Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, tune in Monday nights, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. We hang out and we brainstorm ideas for this upcoming narrative podcast. It's very weird and it's going to be called Paranormal. But it's a lot of fun. Also on Thursday, Willie does games on the same twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. So check that out. Let's welcome aboard the SSR LSF. It's our good friend from Italy. Italy, you're in Italy?
Well, I'm in Italy right now, yes.
You're in Italy, but you're from India, yeah?
Yeah, I grew up in India and Bali.
It's our producer, Nalut. What up, man?
Hi. Oh, you forgot reallifesci-fi.show with all the links.
I should put that. See, this is why you're the producer, because you know all this stuff. I don't know
what I do.
What
I always post all the other links. I'm like, I could just do the one.
I'll add it to my intro copy, so I'll say it from now on. Thank God you've came on to correct that.
I'm sorry.
So how did you end up in Italy, man?
Oh, well, actually I was in Los Angeles just before going to Italy.
Really?
Yeah. Look, I found out that I want to be a director because I was like hanging out with people that work at Universal, and I fell in love with the city and the aspect of show business. So I decided to very naively to go to Italy because I was like, oh yeah, I mean that's gonna be the shit for movie and whatnot. And well, it wasn't. But I ended up there and I was alone. So I basically stayed and now I'm kind of trapped. But, you know.
Wait, now you what?
I'm kind of trapped here because, I mean, I have all my investment here and I'm stuck and no job, no money.
What part of Italy are you in? I don't know anything about Italy.
Well, right now I'm North Italy, like it's 1 hour from Milan, but okay. I used to live in Rome. And before that I was in Sardinia, which is
okay.
Lovely, climate and whatnot.
Is it like beautiful there?
Well, I mean, some places are actually beautiful. And if you come to visit like a tourist, you're going to have fun. But, you know, living is a whole other situation. So I don't know. I never found myself here.
Well, thanks again for being here. How into the paranormal and crypto and cryptozoology and stuff are you?
Oh, man, like a lot. Since I was a little kid, I fell in love with mythology. Also, you know, being from different country and experience different religion at the same time, well, it kind of changed my perspective on how I see things. Mm-hmm. And from that, I got really into like occult magic and theology, less something like classic conspiracy theory, if you want. Mm-hmm. Like I do love sci-fi, but Alien wasn't never really my thing, which is weird because now my topic is going to be something alien related. But that's kind of your fault, man.
That's Willie's fault.
Well, both of you.
I didn't do anything.
You need to pull your weight as a skeptic to, you know, change my mind. Actually, really change my mind. So
it's hard, man. It's hard to be negative. It's not fun. So I've been rolling more with the aliens, especially as more info comes out and stuff. But deep down, I still kind of don't believe it. But let's get to the WoW scale.
WoW scale. Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
We have a thing on the show called the WOW Scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. At the end of the quiz, you'll be given a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW Scale?
Yeah, weigh me.
Wait. You are a producer of ours. You've watched so much. You've done so much for us. What do you think your score is going to be?
I think that because of the answer, probably is going to be more on Wade's side. But again, just because, I did change my alien answer. However, all my magical and plane theory, they don't apply here. So I kind of may come out as skeptic.
What would be a good, if usual? We were to replace one of these questions, what would be a good change if we were to include some kind of occult question in here? What would it be?
Okay, if I have to think like in a critical way, maybe the psychic one, because usually you ask that and what people say, no, because of the question is typical American psychic guy, like I don't know, Chris Angel. Yeah. No, I don't remember any name, but you know, those kind of people. And So the answer is going to be most likely no. When you're going to ask me, I'm going to say no, but I do believe in the power of the mind. So potentially.
That's what everyone says.
Jump to telekinesis, right? If it's going to be the power of the mind, it's got to almost be something that needs too much explaining from my mind. It's like, oh, do you believe in the Akashic records? And like, no, you have to explain it then. So
yeah, true. I don't know. I usually use the 99% of brain versus the 1% that we use. So in theory, human use 1% of their brain and everything else is like either dormant or we never use it. And potentially some theories say that if we manage to use that extra brain power, we would develop like superpower of sort, at least.
I wonder if that's a regional distinction, because we've always heard 10% versus 90%.
Yeah.
Oh, could be. I also kind of looked this up like, I don't know, like 20 years ago. So maybe.
Sure.
But yeah, let's say 10% versus 90. Mm-hmm. Point is, we don't use a lot of brain power. And I do believe that that's the key to unlock some sort of new evolution.
Did you watch Limitless with Bradley Cooper?
No, yeah, I did. I didn't really enjoy that. But
it's one of my favorites.
Are you kidding me?
It's bad. It's bad, but there's a wish fulfillment aspect of it that I can put on and like ignore it. It's like not a good movie, but it's better than Lucy, which is the same kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
I was just about to say, in the category of people that unlock certain power because of humanity and shit, that one, Limitless, kind of seems the best one.
Yeah.
I saw like maybe 6-7 of them. Unless you count Upgrade, that one was really cool. But Upgrade was more like...
More of like an action kind of... Yeah. I like Upgrade.
Robotic situation. I like it too.
Don't watch That's Lucy. Funny. I'll tell you the end of Lucy. She turns into a flash drive.
it's even worse because we have it was like a montage of weird stuff, and then it becomes.
It sucks, man. It sucks. I was so excited for it too. Weird. All right, let's get into the WOW scale. First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
My answer would be yes, absolutely, for the first one. And ironically, the other two used to be no and no. And because of real life sci-fi, now are yes, I guess, and yes, I guess.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's your fault. I told you.
It's Willie's fault.
Again, you have to pull your weight and shape our mind. I don't know.
It's too easy. It's just like the only rebuttal I have to aliens is, where are they? Why haven't we seen them? And it's just boring.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait for the topic to dip into that.
Okay. Ghosts.
Okay. Ghosts. I do believe in extra energy. Like you can call it soul, but you know, energy. And that's one of my plane theory. I do believe that when we might think that we saw a ghost, we maybe saw a breach of someone else in another plane that to our optics look like, you know, a spectral situation. But I mean, it's still cuckoo if you want, but I will say no to the classic ghost definition.
All right. Question three, Bigfoot.
No, Bigfoot is a no, but I do believe in animal essence, forest spirit. So.
Oh, radical. I love that. Yeah, I do. I do too, but.
Wait, what is that?
Well, if you think that Bigfoot is like some sort of nymph, a protector of the forest, if you want.
Got it.
Yeah, then I'm on board with that. Okay. Bigfoot being like the missing link or actual creature that goes around and blah, blah, blah.
I'm so happy that you brought that up, because that is something that's kind of been lost. So many ancient societies believed in, trolls, nymphs, all kinds of woodland creatures.
The Greeks.
And so many people have seen them. It's in their mythology. Yeah. And I think it might be one of those things where you learn about it. And so if you see anything weird, your brain will replace it with that. But there is something there that your brain is replacing.
Doesn't one of those Scandinavian countries still believe in fairies? Is it Norway?
Well, Norway believe in trolls and
trolls.
Iceland, elves, they've got the rock trolls and
all the little people being the fairy world and not, little people, actually. Little people.
Okay, question four. Psychics, we already know you said no, right?
Yeah, it's a no, but I do believe in that 10% of power brain that we use versus the 9%.
Do you believe that we live in a simulation?
That's a no. That's gonna
really?
Be no. I found the simulation theory fascinating and also kind of dangerous because, I mean, it's a game, so I can, kill people and do whatever I want because it's a game, so I can play GTA-style life.
I understand the argument, but do you want to kill people?
Well, no. Absolutely not.
Wait, here's the other question. Do you want to punish anyone?
maybe we can save it for the way.
Yeah, right. I'm going to start writing, making a punish list. Yeah, very public punish list.
But so yeah. Really, you're like a... We'll call you a two.
Okay, see, a two is way, way oriented. And I don't know if that's actually fitting me, but
you think three? It could be three. It's hard because the first question you said all yeses, but then the last question you said no, which is actually a yes. So
okay, true.
See, so it could be a two or a three. It could be a 2.5. Could be 2.33.
The alien. I still don't wanna. That's the thing. Admitting the alien are here and visit here and maybe infiltrating and whatnot. That's totally messing up with my vision of reality, which of course is my vision, but still, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. I would rather that maybe you change my mind or I don't know, something. But right now I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this real? Really alien? I don't know. Visiting, abducting.
I feel like I'm kind of with you. Like my viewpoint wouldn't have changed because everything is so anecdotal when it comes to these aliens. And the only thing that's kind of skewing me now is just that the government is finally going like, we don't know, you know?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah,
adding like intelligent people that have some sort of idea of what they're thinking and speaking of like really. Add that to the government as he's saying, oh, yeah, no, there are weird stuff that we don't know about and they're not human. Oh, okay, that's weird. And that's also part of the topic, which is not in US, America and shit, but still, it's a government saying aliens are real.
Yeah, well, speaking of the topic, Willie, let's get to it. Hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Night of the UFOs. That's what they called it. The night multiple UFO sightings happened in Brazil in 1986. What can we learn about this Brazil tic-tac that the government, military, and their society have been publicly talking about and admitted to since 1986? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. So that was a quick intro, but basically, dude, in 1986 in Brazil, there were 21 UFOs spotted in four different states of Brazil, spotted by air traffic controllers, people, different militaries. And the government even came out and said the next day that, yeah, we saw this. We don't know what this is. All of in 1986. And so here, I always talk about these other countries that have been saying and releasing all the UFO stuffs forever. These guys released their stuff in like 2012, I believe, when they had their Freedom of Information Act, but they still publicly acknowledged all of this information. They just kept secret the military files. So since 86, Brazil's been like, yeah, there was this weird fucking tic-tac going around. The military saw it too, and nobody knows what it is. Nalut, you are very aware with all of this stuff, and there's so many other connections to this too. This is huge. The night of the UFO reaches out so crazily. And if you have any interest in any of this, just look up Brazil UFO. They have so many UFO incidents that are on a Wikipedia page because they have forever had public all their sightings that have been pretty big.
I don't remember right now if it was like one in 1946, maybe, or 52, 57, but...
47 was their first big one on record. Okay. Wow.
And that's a lot. And also, that's the first one on record, not even maybe the very first one. We don't know.
Right. I always forget, when was Roswell? Was it? I always got to look it up. I always forget the date.
Same. Well, everything's post news, right?
Yeah.
Get it wrong.
Everything other than old religious paintings that have UFOs in them are basically, yeah, 47 was Roswell. So the same year, like all of a sudden, UFOs showed up everywhere. But also, you know, that is when we got nukes and when people were trying to.
But Brazil's not a nuclear nation, are they?
No.
So,
or they weren't.
So how
they
do you
weren't
explain
back
that?
Then.
Like, if you, that's the theory, right? The aliens showed up because we started doing nukes, and they're like, "Don't do that! Don't do that! We're gonna show up, and we're gonna turn your nukes off." Right? That's what they did. They like showed up at nuclear.
Yeah, yeah. Mount Air Force Base. Yeah.
So what the hell are they doing in Brazil? What's the point?
Experimenting on humans, studying on humans, or well, whether it's not like human, more like everything that lives on this planet.
Yeah.
That's what I can gather.
And Lula, do you believe in like abductions and stuff?
Okay, that's the other thing. I don't want to like take something from the victim that I've been abducted.
Sure.
But I do believe that it's probably something traumatic that happened to them and not really an alien situation. At least this was me before lately when I was looking for a topic for this show and I stumbled upon the night of a UFO and specifically the case of Joachim, this victim that was mutilated probably by something that we don't know for sure, probably by alien. And that really struck a chord, man. And I wanna speak about this. I wanna talk about this stuff with William Wade. I wanna see where this is.
Yeah, yeah. So let me just blanket over the night of the UFOs. Basically, you know, they saw 21 UFOs. They saw some over an airport.
Yes.
The guy that was working at the airport, he dimmed the lights and they got closer and then he turned the lights back up of the airport and they then went away. But planes coming in saw them, different militaries, different airports. This is just a completely on record event in every way. Eyewitnesses, radar witnesses.
And they were like the tic-tac looking ones?
Yeah. It was nighttime. So a red light that changed from yellow to green, but was moving
oh,
fast
traffic
and making
signal. It's a traffic
right
signal.
Angle. was making right angle turns, you know, at high speeds, and planes tried to chase them and they couldn't keep up with them. Shit like that. So it is
very
like,
high speed, like something that we as human cannot
Mach replicate. 15, I think, yes, they were saying.
But something like, I want to say, I don't know, no, the number now eludes me, but literally it was in a flash, travel distance inimaginable for us with normal way, even with space rocket and stuff.
They've had tons of sightings for years. They've kept them out in the public. 86, they basically see a tic tac at night. And yeah, they come out the next day and like, we don't know what this was.
Yeah.
And so, but they've
I'm
been
sorry,
very
wait,
open.
Just to go back to the tic tac thing, like they're assuming that it's like the tic tac because
me assuming it because it is a light orb that is moving and making right angles and stopping and like doing things that we can't do. That's
right.
Why.
And
it didn't
and
look
reason,
like a tic tac because it was lit up at night.
No, I know, but the reason that you're attributing it to that is because of the video that we have of the tic tac looking thing doing that same shit only like 20 years later.
The video of it doing the high speed turns isn't out, but they've done recreations, and so the recreations of both are very similar.
Okay,
so they've only released the tic tac going straight, the go fast video, and then yeah.
No, I know, but it's on radar, right? I mean, like I know they couldn't film it doing that because that's impossible.
I'm pretty sure that they did. The cameras on the planes, and I feel like they have recorded data that has been lost. So even the radar data is lost. I mean, it's not public. It's in America. It's not public.
I do have some picture of the night of the UFO. I can
really,
yeah. If you want to see, but I mean, maybe.
Well, is it just something that is like easy? What did you just Google to get it, or how did you get it?
I found that basically there is like a full report about the night of the UFO with picture and the like the document situation, because basically the government of Brazil also has a military branch that literally checks UFO activity and whatnot.
They started researching UFOs early on, but because of their Freedom of Information Act and they're very public, all their shit's out there.
So yeah, that's something that you can find on Google for sure. If you dig it up, yeah, you can.
What does it look like? Is it just lights in the night sky?
It looks like a bunch of circles that kind of make a warm situation. That's what I can gather from one picture.
You know what it looks like? The picture, one of the pictures that's out there, when you have shit in your eye. You know, when you move around,
I see that
where there's like circles, but it's kind of connected and you can't really make the shape out, but you know, it's connected. It feels like that translucent in some spots. And
yeah, it did remind me when we did the episode about, you know, globing lights and similar stuff. It was maybe a year ago. Erin was still on.
I flush these things from my brain the second they're over. What was the?
It kind of reminds me of
like the Phoenix Lights or a different one.
Phoenix Light doesn't ring a bell per se, but
Phoenix Lights was kind of the same thing. Where in Arizona there was just like a giant spaceship that like went over like the entirety of the state, but it was nighttime, so you could only see like the perimeter lights. Like you couldn't see the middle of it. But the reason they knew that it was solid was because you couldn't see stars. Right from where it went, like you couldn't see stars in between the lights. This is all allegedly. This is all just according to Willie. Basically, I've never looked it up.
Tons of witnesses, and couldn't take it. You can't take it. It's funny because even one of the biggest things that like scientists say, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is like, oh, you know, the reason why I don't believe in aliens is because, or UFOs even, is that we have these great cameras, and no one can get a good picture of it. And I'm just like, hey. Try to take a good picture of the sun or the moon. They all suck. Look at this last eclipse. All the pictures sucked. I couldn't get one. I've taken pictures and videos of UFOs. They just look like stars moving. Like, take a picture of a star and show me how good it is.
I mean, that's a dumb argument. And I'm dumb, like, dude, for making
fucking,
that argument.
You're fucking a leading scientist, like, I don't know.
Well, not everybody has a Hubble telescope, Neil. Some of us have to use our phones.
So Nalut, okay, so I'm just saying it. That night, 21 UFOs, whatever. But the real part of the topic, and Nalut, if you want to take over and get into this, because this is the good stuff.
Okay, so this is gonna be gruesome. And trigger warning, whatever you want, but basically, so the apparition of this UFO per se doesn't tell me much aside from the government saying, oh, they're real. The problem is that 2 years later, this is so 1988, a kid, Francisco, found a body in a swamp. Basically, reservoir situation in São Paulo, Brazil. When the police arrived, since the kid saw a body, was like, okay, I'm going to call for help. The police arrived and immediately basically blocked every kind of information coming in and out from the location, which is extremely weird from everything that happened since there. Like if, you know, a criminal or the cartel, something else happened, the police will say something to the local. It's always happened. Yes. This time, didn't.
This area, preemptively, there's so many bodies dumped in these rivers from gang shit that they are very public about everything. Like, hey, we found a body. This is what's going on. Until this one.
Yeah. When this one happened, radio silence. People in the city nearby, the situation, try to look it up, news and whatnot, and nothing came out. And also the site were completely clear. No police, no tapes. The body was gone. Everything disappeared. And nobody said anything about this. For like 6 years, when in 1994, basically a whistleblower came out with some information. And I found out the autopsy. I gave it to Willie, so Willie can then read it. And it's, again, it's fucked up. Yeah, these people were like, okay, why the government kept this a secret? Doesn't make any sense. And you can see that the government was scared for the situation that they cannot handle. And so, yes, the aliens are public knowledge, but they didn't want to give the impression they have no idea what to do with this, that people are in danger because people are dying from this creature. Because, as I said, this body has something that doesn't add up.
And that's what I want to hear about. What happened to the body? I'm imagining it's horrific.
Yes, it is. I was thinking, like, maybe we can show two pictures, not everything, because, again, they're so fucked up. Okay, the first one is okay because it's just, graphic reenactment. It's fine. The other two are a close-up of the body and a mid-torso situation. And I didn't want to post the rest because, again, they are really fucked up.
Does it seem like something that a human couldn't do? Or that a bear couldn't do? Do they have bears in Brazil?
do you want me to send them to you right now?
Yeah, send them to me.
I was trying to find, like, oh, this news is a hoax situation. So I would know, like, either let's change topic or let's see this as what it is, like a phenomenal culture and whatnot. And by looking up, I didn't find any reasonable information that makes this a hoax.
Okay, just for the listeners.
Yeah, here's a preemptive warning. If you don't want to see it, just skip ahead 15 seconds, right?
Left eye removed, eyelid removed, ear removed, lips removed, side of jaw removed, jaw bone removed, no blood, and two cookie cutter wounds on the chest, two like circle wounds on the chest. And it's weird because when you look at the real picture, it's like he's burned or something. He's charred.
Yeah. It's really weird.
And
it's 4 holes in total. The other two are in the stomach, like umbilical part. And the other one is in the reproduction organ situation.
Blood is gone. There's no blood spilled anywhere. And all of his organs were gone too. So there's these four vacuum holes with no organs inside of them.
Okay. I really try to find out that this is a hoax. And all the theory, I literally debunk them the moment they start reading. One is this is cartel violence, which doesn't make sense because the autopsy showed that we don't have a match for a weapon or a specific technology that did this. And so unless the cartel has secret technology that we don't know about, it doesn't make sense.
Also, you know what? I don't want to interrupt you, but what if this man had only one eye and one jaw? Or no jaw.
But what about the organs and the blood?
Yeah, you got me. I don't know.
It's weird. Animal attacks, the autopsy, debunk them. Oh, about the cartel. First of all, the cartel has a lot of branch. It's not like one single organization. But I did some fucked up digging. And well, if this was a message, they let you know. They have video that they literally send messages.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they wouldn't let the police like stop the message from getting out.
No, absolutely. They don't. I can link you a bunch of fucked up video that prove this, that the cartel literally, if it wants to send a message, does that.
Also, yeah, same thing with like the mafia in America. They've got different signs, right? Like I think like don't they shoot you through the mouth if you're a rat or something, and they shoot you through the eye. I don't remember all the rules, but they have like messages that they'll send.
Yeah, and the cartel is the same. Each gang has some thing that they do. Look, if you ask me, are they fucked up enough to do something this brutal? Yeah. Sure, they did some fucked up shit, like leaving message with the organ of the person, making other people eat each other, literally eat each other, and then kill each other.
Christ, really?
Yeah, it's fucked up. But
I thought they just wanted to make some money. Why do you got to be sadists on top of that, man? Like, just sell some coke.
They're never gonna forget my name, Jason the Destroyer.
Did you guys hear Jason the Destroyer joined our gang? That sucks. That guy sucks. I'm going to make guy's you jaw off.
Eat your words and my brother.
Willie, let's hope that no cartel is watching this because this is going to end up very badly.
I was having a good time with this podcast until they started talking about me.
Yeah. They say we cannot do this. Well, I'll show them.
Good luck, man. We got Homeland Security to keep us safe.
and look, the fact that the body is so much brutally arranged make me think that if this was a message, they would have make it one. And also the police doesn't cover up this stuff. It never did. The silence.
Yeah, we got to talk about his dick. What did they do to his dick?
The dick was empty. With that, I mean that one of the hole was around the dick situation, so everything was sucked out as well. But you can see the dick; it's still present.
Wait, so like the skin of the dick is still there, but the inside isn't?
Well, I didn't touch it, but, I believe, like, probably testicles are gone and urethra gone.
Because I kind of want to get to the bottom of, if this is aliens, yeah, what the fuck? Like, what, you hear about this with cows and stuff, but, like...
Yeah. Okay, that's the other thing. You can also find the same exact marking in animals, and also... not only in Brazil, all around the world, which makes cartel not viable.
Right.
Don't have the cow mutilations in America and Australia, which basically started in 67 on record, they have holes, they have blood drained, they have organs missing. They have the same thing where it's like the skin and everything around the jaw is gone, stuff like that. Testes
and also
removed.
The eye. Yeah. Also the eyes. which is
what is the what list. Like what is the point of that list? Like, if you were to put it together, if you were to give it to a scientist and be like, what kind of things could you learn from like an eye and a jaw and like intestines and like a reproductive organ? You know, the
my favorite thing that I've ever seen is if you wanted to test an environment for living situation, your reproductive organs are the last place where stuff like radiation goes to, because it's like your body's goal is to reproduce. So the last place it's going to go is your testes and your ovaries. So by checking testes and ovaries for radiation and shit, it will just prove how habitable the place is and what toxins are. But take the eyeball and everything else. I've never really heard any theory that I attach to other than that.
I mean, maybe they see in more dimensions than we do or something. And by dissecting the eye, you can learn that, oh, these guys only see in three dimensions. And so we can just hide in the fourth dimension and fucking take their dicks.
The analogy that came to mind, take the dick, sure. The analogy that came to mind is, you know, like when you are a kid and you're like, oh, I want to see what's inside my toy, and you break the toy and you take everything out. Something like that.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Like,
and there's a lot of boys who, like, I remember my friend took apart his family's phone. They didn't have a phone for a while. He just wanted to see what's inside of it. Hopefully he's an engineer now and not a psychopath.
Let's hope. So the fact that we also have this stuff, do it to animals and all around the world, you know, kind of begs the question that this could be some sort of experiment from people that, well, are not children, but they see us as things that they can experiment on.
Here's a weird take on this too, because I believe that there have been, like, cow mutilations, human mutilations in Australia and America, and they have been covered up. And so,
some cases in UK as well.
Okay. And so it's like I can see a reason to cover this up, because it's like, shit, man, I don't want people to freak out. Mm-hmm. They do that with even like different style murders, you know, like, well, we don't want this shit to get out until. So even Brazil, here's my question. So this stuff came out in Brazil because of their Freedom of Information Act. This stuff was held until that came out. They didn't want people to see it until then, even though they were very public about UFOs and aliens and whatnot. So it makes me lean towards, oh shit, you know, like, if you were in charge, not that anybody's really in charge in this realm, but like, you would want to hide this just for this, just so that people don't freak out, no matter what country you are.
I mean, also, like, if you've got a fucking serial killer, you don't release the details, because then there's copycats and you just can't get enough evidence if everyone knows what happened, right? Sure, so they could be operating on that level too.
I thought about a serial killer. But I mean, the timeline and the span, location-wise, is way too big. It doesn't make sense for me to say, "Oh, this is a serial killer." Also, again, we don't have a match on the weapon and technology used.
Well, but the blood thing, like, how devoid of, because you said it's a river, right? Like, couldn't the blood have just washed away, or was the body like completely devoid of blood?
It was completely devoid of blood.
And
like, which is like a lot. That's like a lot of.
So it's kind of both.
Yeah. Those photos basically suck up everything from the body. They left it like a empty husk. And then they remove, you know, some part of the face and the eyes.
Yeah. And those charred marks are, it's weird how consistent they are. I know that you could, yeah. I don't know. It's like just straight across the face, all black. Which is like,
it's like he's wearing a Zorro mask. Like, if you don't want to look at the pictures, he's basically wearing a Zorro mask, only that's like burned. I mean, I'm assuming it's burned. It's black, so I don't know what else it would be. And then he's got a burn on his chest that looks like kind of an hourglass. The side of his head is burned and his jaw, which was removed, but you can still see, it looks like it's his jawbone, which is also burned. But yeah, his lips are gone.
So the other theory, animal attack. I mean, you saw the body. Also, the autopsy doesn't say, oh, this is clearly a bear or something. So
right.
Doesn't make sense.
Ironically,
a cryptid situation makes more sense, but even that, yeah, it doesn't, because those marks, they are way too precise, and that's a machine. That's something.
Of all the cow mutilations that I have looked into, that was always one thing that was unique, was like, these are on the microscopic level laser circles that like we can't even do with our lasers because our lasers aren't that precise. Back in the 60s, 70s.
I'll bet we could make a circle.
But in the middle
they had,
of the
they had protractors in the protractors? Wait, what's the needle and then the pencil?
Protractor. Yeah.
Protractor? They had protractors in it. Just cut on the line.
But I'm like, oh, in the middle of a farm on a cow.
No, you're right. And the animal thing doesn't make sense because he wouldn't be all burned up and shit. And no animal is going to pluck an eyeball out. Like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
In defense of that, this body was surrounded by vultures, and a vulture could have gotten that out, but they couldn't have burned him. Or they couldn't have charred him.
They couldn't have taken his fucking lips off, right? Can vultures?
Yeah.
Do you think they could? Maybe.
Not precisely like eyes? That. The whole cheekbone and just leave the jaw alone. That seems too precise.
And again, we see the same results in other victim, both animal and human. So, what kind of animal will keep eating in the same way, exactly the same way, leaving all this body the same way? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So if it's aliens, what are your thoughts, man? Like, this makes you go, because like I'm currently going like, please aliens come and like save me from this fucking life that I it's like boring. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Aliens would really spice it up, man.
I feel that,
but not if they're gonna fucking remove my jaw and eyeball and shit.
I keep hearing that there are 3 to 4 different species of intelligent life visiting us, and they're all not working together.
I see you
roll your eyes. I'm like, yeah, you're
well,
right.
But there's a question to back that up, because it's like, I want to know what the basis for that is, or is it just people like fucking riffing? Because like, yeah, you could say like, okay, that Phoenix Lights UFO is different than like those Tic Tac UFOs. So I guess you could attribute them to like different nations or races or however aliens work. But what is the basis behind this? Like, oh, there's 3 or 4.
They're always whistleblowers that worked in some capacity in a way that they would be, this information would be revealed to them. Here's the other thing though, in the realm of a lot of this shit, a lot of people that forget about the 3-4 different intelligent life here. There doesn't have to be an alien doing this. This could be their technology probing life here. You know, it's a vacuum. Just we probe.
Or it could, or it, listen, if we have relationships with these aliens, it could be just a rogue fucking, we all know that cops are ethically ambiguous. So one of these FBI guys or whoever, whatever Brazil's version of an FBI or CIA guy is, just like gets his hand on this thing and like goes and fucking murders some dude.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's still the
sucky part is it's all
technology.
Speculation. And there's so many whistleblowers saying different things. Cause you know, one of the classic stories is that, and this doesn't apply to Brazil. But one of the classic stories is General Eisenhower that when he was president, he met with aliens after Roswell. They made a deal that they could take some humans, and then they just ended up taking too many. That's always been a story in the lore of conspiracy aliens. Hmm. What are you going to do when you make a deal with a race, and then like they kind of like are overpowering and they do too much.
Well, so, for that race, why make a deal in the first? If you're just going to do whatever, why would you even make a deal? Just do whatever. Can't stop you.
Because the difference was, is so I believe that the Roswell UFO incident was real and that we had the technology to take their crafts down using our radar technology. They call it radar technology, but there's like it's a blanket term for a bunch of different technologies. Hey, we got a moose.
Hey, moose. We got a moose on the loose.
Hi, moose.
I love you, bud.
Good night.
Good night, bud. I love you.
Good night, moose.
They say good night, too. I miss you, too. I'll read you the stories tomorrow, okay? So they have radar is a blanket of a bunch of different technologies. And so one idea that whistleblowers have put out there is they can shoot UFOs because they can track UFOs. They see them all the time. They can shoot UFOs with this radar technology and make them crash. And then they go recover the craft. And if there's any beings alive, they, you know, whatever, there's a retrieval process for that. And, you know, the recent whistleblowing Congress hearing said that they had recovered alive, intelligent beings, whatever. But despite all that, it's weird because building stories and making assumptions and all this stuff. But if we had the technology to make their crafts crash, the deal was, hey, stop doing that so we can just like do our thing.
I'm not good at history. Was Eisenhower previous to Roswell?
Okay. So here he is, a military general during the time when he was running, during Roswell. He's probably a military general then. He becomes president. And then on his way out, warns everybody about the military. I'm like, what military guy would do that? So, I mean, like, it's a crazy story.
He was the military industrial complex guy.
Yeah.
Well, the timetable doesn't line up for me just for this, because like if he made the deal, unless it was
supposedly the idea was, whenever at some point the entity that survived from Roswell, or basically he had a meeting with aliens, maybe it's not connected to Roswell, I'm not sure, but there was a time when he was missing, and then they're like, oh, we found him, he's just vacationing in Palmdale, but he was actually at the military base close to Palmdale, but the president was missing for a while, and that's when the secret meeting happened, and then they found him. But okay, forget all that. Because here's what throws me off too, is that like if you are an intelligent entity trying to do tests on us in some way, why wouldn't there be more? Are they all being covered up in such a way? And there's well, just take them with you, you know? I don't know. But also, why take them with you?
Yeah, well, they don't need that. They take what they need and discard the body because they have all the information.
Sure, there's a storage issue. Like, just because they're aliens doesn't mean they can just be storing bodies.
Yeah, I only say that
because small an eyeball and a jaw is.
That the mutilations are performed by some kind of AI or robot, as opposed to like an entity being like, okay, get the vacuum out, we'll get the thing.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I didn't thought of that initially, but yeah, of course it has to be a technology that still is not human made, or at least something that we don't know about, you know?
Yeah. And I only bring that up because it's like, to me, the cow mutilations and human mutilations, there's not too many on record. I feel like that they kind of stopped, and it makes me go like, oh, when we probe Mars, we stop probing Mars when we decide to go there. You know, we're not going to send probes anymore once we send humans there. Mm. So are they coming? Did they figure out some shit and they're on their way?
Do you think it would be 40 years? Or well, now it's fucking 80 years.
Well, we had a bunch of cow and mutilations in the 70s and 80s. So
no, yeah, but I mean, for them, okay, whatever. You get my point though. Like if they're able to mutilate cows in the 70s, it's 2023. Like how long would it take? Like what are they waiting for? You know?
Yeah, because my assumption is, if you're traveling through space, you're not driving through space, and it's got to be close to instantaneous. That's what I believe the space travel is of the galaxy.
So maybe they fucked off. Maybe they learned from our eyes and dicks that they're like, nah, we don't need Earth.
Too much pollution.
What if they have like an eye cancer in their race or something, and they're like, we need eyes. Let's go find some eyes, but none of them are like a match. So they're like, ah, damn, humans don't have it. Maybe cows.
It's a race of people with left eyes. And only left eye.
They want to see the right side of their peripheral vision.
Oh boy.
Because not to bring in a whole nother topic, but how many people are missing from the national forests, you know?
Okay. Well, why even introduce that? What are we supposed to do with that now?
Well,
because like, we're at time, basically.
Yeah, are we already? Oh.
Yeah, it goes fast, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go, we can wrap it up, but like, okay. Just finish the national forest thing. Like you think, because here's the thing about the national forest, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like, there could be a bunch of these bodies out there and just no one has stumbled upon them. Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's a possibility.
And also like the thing that always gets me going is if you're visiting and you're probing. I know that we have been careless when we sent probes to Mars and the moon, just like, you know, like, oh, we washed them off before we sent them, but we definitely sent and introduced new bacteria to these other planets, you know, and that's
fine. Whatever. There's no life there.
If you were traveling the world, I know if you're doing that, then you kind of don't want to be seen. So you don't want to leave these bodies behind. Cause then like, hey, who's doing this? Who's doing it? We got to shoot these down.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the perfect crime. I mean, unless you're right about our radar can like fuck them up, but it feels like in the 80 years since, you know, Eisenhower, they would have come up with a workaround to the radar problem.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, it's not a weapon. It's just a thing. It's got to be easy to block. Don't movie theaters do that? Isn't there like ways to just block radio frequencies? So like, it would not be hard for them to just be like, oh, they're fucking up our navigation systems with this radar. So let's just install this thing.
Very true. Very true.
Well, so I guess like final thoughts, like what do you think, man? Like,
well, I don't know what to think. I was hoping that you would change my mind. But
what do you think? What do you think about aliens? Do you believe there's more than one race of aliens? Like, let's say that this is an alien. Do you think that this is the only race of aliens that we've been in contact with, or are you open to the whistleblowers on their deathbed saying like insane fucking Alzheimer's? There's four races of aliens.
Look, if I think like how many alien exist in the universe, I'm gonna say probably more than one. The fact that since like, I don't know, months ago, I would swear that no alien visited Earth. I don't know. It could be more than one for sure.
But you echoed my thought of this life is boring and it sucks and aliens would be fun.
Yes, I do.
Would this be fun? Would you want these types of aliens?
No. I mean, that seems bad. Seems really bad news for us.
What if it's just research though? Like what if it's just like, they're not going to do that to all of us. They just needed a few samples or whatever. What if they're like, hey, we're going to solve, we needed these parts of your body to solve
illness and
yeah.
Okay. Greater good. Future me might say yes. Okay. That's good. But show me those results, man.
Yeah. I know. Would you trust a group of aliens that showed up and said, hey, we took a few of you and we figured out how to help you. So don't be mad at us for them. Let's fix the rest of you.
I mean, forget aliens. Would you trust a rogue doctor sect that comes out and goes, hey, listen, we didn't want to say anything, but for like 20 years, we've just been using humans as research and we've solved a lot of these things. Would you be like, well, fuck, water under the bridge, I guess? Like, you solved it.
Right? It's like, well, we wouldn't have legally allowed you to do it. So good on you for like taking good charge.
Thanks for skirting the rules and regulations of our society.
Yeah, okay, that's a nice pin. I'm sure it's better than my dark thoughts.
All right. Well, do you want to shout out any plugs, your Twitter, anything like that?
Forget that, but I have to say thank you and hi to all my friends and family from Charbon Video. So, you know, kids, Rixi, Luke, Sebi, Poppy, Tommy, so many, Mango. And also, I mean, obviously, you two and Kali, Erin, and Kevin, and Abed. Thank you, Abed.
You can't forget Abed.
I can't.
Oh, well, I shouldn't say. I won't say this. I have news about Abed, but I don't know if it's medical information. I don't know if he wants that out there. Maybe cut all that. I don't know. Can we just do a clap edit?
Yeah.
I forgot that we're like...
And Michael and Tommy, fuck, so many. I love you guys. I really love it. Sorry. God.
Well, we appreciate you for coming on here. It's so early in the morning there. We're going to continue the conversation. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, get access to the two bonus episodes. And like Nalut said, reallifesci-fi.show for the links to all of our things. Thanks for being here. We're going to continue this conversation. Willie, any last thoughts?
Oh, I will say, also when I play on Thursdays, Nalut's usually there sometimes too. We've been playing Diablo. It's been great. And are you getting RoboCop?
I don't know. It's way too expensive, but I kind of want to play. It's only single player though. So.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Is it like a kind of open world RoboCop or what is it?
It's kind of an open world with very nostalgic vibe. Like the police station is the same. I think you could probably enjoy it. I definitely like that part. And I was like, Willie, you have to check this out.
All right, cool. All right. So we'll just plug RoboCop. Is it an Xbox game or?
Also, yes, PlayStation, but that's
not... okay.
If we need to plug a game, that's the new Silent Hill with Noah, work on it. It's coming out like end of
November 2nd.
Oh, wait, what is this?
Okay. Noah, do you remember Noah?
It's no.
One of our guests. Okay. One of our guests.
Has a game? What's happening?
Yes. She worked on a game, the new Silent Hill.
Oh, she clued me in. Yes, I remember Noah.
Yes.
Her game comes out November 2nd. Is that what you said?
No. My November 2nd was for RoboCop. I'm sorry. I forgot she was working on a game.
I think it's the end of the month for Silent Hill.
Okay. So somewhere around there. All right, cool. So check it. Do you know what it's called?
Silent Hill, but I don't want to say something wrong.
Oh, she was working on Silent Hill. That's what you're saying. I totally forgot.
Yeah,
they're doing a new Silent Hill. What does she do on it?
I think it was more on the
producer thing.
Yes, producing side, organizing.
Oh my God, I gotta hit her up. She can hire me. Okay, well, thanks again, man. And thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you next time. Remember that everything. Nope. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time. Ooh, happy Halloween.
Bye.